Dream big and save big on your next backyard project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our Crescent Edgers on sale now through April 12th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. Let's
go! All right. Game time decisions. Level two. Let's roll. On a very, very cold night here in New Jersey tonight over at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Light night in the National Hockey League, a bunch of NBA games tonight, college basketball to hit. Look forward to Cam's golf picks as well. We've got an update as far as the Bachelor and the Bachelorette couple that won the $1 million. DraftKings is paying them, as expected. They released the $1 million. After 3 days, I thought it was released. They have not released. I read this incorrectly. I'm confused because the guy that finished in second place is now suing.
Oh, I see.
Like, basically, he's saying he's getting got screwed. It's kind of complicated here. So, my bad. DraftKings is not paid. So, Sports Illustrated has learned a DraftKings player, SPCLK36. Has retained prominent attorney Alan Milstein for representation. Milstein is a shareholder of Sherman Silverstein in New Jersey. All right, I don't know why they have to put Allen Iverson and all this in here. He's litigated and represented Allen Iverson, Carmelo Anthony, Maurice Claret, Eddie Curry, and other sports figures. The hiring Milstein sent a clear message that SPCLK36 will contest the current order of the prize winners. All right, so the 33-year-old former contestant of The Bachelor and The Bachelor in Paradise, Jade Roper Tolbert, and her husband. So she won, right? So we talked about it. She won $1 million. She had 150 entries that she purchased for $25 each for a total of $3,750. DraftKings caps the number of allowable entries to 150 in order to ensure that no player games the system. Robert Tolbert's winning entry amassed the most points, blah, 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 blah. All right. She beat this guy, SPCLK36. She had 180 points, 180.78. He had 178.16. He won $100,000 still. But he claims that it wasn't fair, that she didn't play fairly because they colluded together. I don't know. Seems like sour grapes to me, Cam.
I got to tell you, in entering these competitions with 150 lineups, we basically talked about it. Like, if you're just an average guy who doesn't do this stuff all the time, you might as well just spend your money, give it away. Go give it to a guy in the street or, you know, go to the Salvation Army, give them something, because the odds of winning against people who put up that lineups are crazy. Look at the stuff we've done, Gabe. Like, I've had almost perfect golf lineups. We enter these cheesy competitions, too, to win, like, $78, $100. Like, none of this $100,000 stuff. That's where the sharks swim, right? But I agree. Those people won. This guy thinks he's got a case. I'm not so sure.
Well, it sounds like DraftKings is going to be sued by everybody here.
Yep.
I think if they don't pay,
litigation,
then this Bachelor couple is going to sue.
Correct. Yes.
All right. So, yeah, to clarify, DraftKings has not paid the $1 million.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So frustrating, man. I just looked at, I'm looking at FanDuel here. And I want to play a prop of a player on the Washington Wizards. I wanted to get this prop in the other night, if you remember. I was talking about this kid. Bradley Beal is out again tonight.
Yeah.
All right? So when Bradley Beal is out, Jordan McRae shoots the ball a million times. All right? Mm-hmm. Like, his usage goes way up. Except it's so frustrating. Like, they don't have – not only do they don't have him, they don't have anybody on the Washington Wizards. Like, every prop is an Orlando Magic player. So I'm like, all right, let me check Bet365. Same crap.
Yeah, they don't have it either. Wow. Gordon, Fournier, Fultz, Vucevic, Ross, all Magic. Unbelievable. That's so shady, man. Like, that's the thing about these books.
What's up? Like,
come on, guys. Like, come on. That's the thing about people.
So what, Bradley Beal's out and you take every prop down? What the hell's going on?
Exactly. Like, what about the team?
I want to bet.
Or here's another thing.
I want to get the manager over here almost.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Gabe. Another thing is, if you want to take these props down and reevaluate, you can come up with a number. Say it's 16.5 regularly. Make it 21.5 just to give the guys some action. Don't not post. Post a number that, you know, that thinks you favors you and let it go out there and see how the people bet. The fact that it's not available on the board bothers me. Do I walk into a grocery store and want a rotisserie chicken? And they say, sorry, sir, it's not there. It should be there. It's there every night. Where the hell's the chicken? Where's the mashed potatoes? Oh, they're gone. Oh, okay. That's good. That's good to know. Honestly, no. Are you with me? You could just use the guy and just inflate it a little bit. Right?
It's frustrating.
Oh, they're screwing me in. Oh, know what they're doing?
And
they're doing it in golf, too. They're giving you like matchups. Like, there's no wicked guy versus wicked guy now. It's like 10 cents either way. It's like, I don't mind laying 40 cents if I got a nice match. Like, everything is done, like,
yeah, make it interesting.
It's very hard to make. Oh, it's hard to make money. You got to be sharper than a Ginsu. And it's tough.
So, yeah, what player props can we play here tonight? What are they offering us?
Not many. Not much.
Like is Kyle Lowry not playing tonight?
Oh, he's playing.
Like, I didn't see that Kyle Lowry's not playing.
Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look here.
Because I don't see his prop up, Cam. Okay, I don't see his prop up either.
Toronto, like, Toronto, Charlotte. Okay,
like, why would Kyle, like...
You're right. Biombo, 8.5.
Kyle Lowry's playing.
Devontae Graham, 8.5. Miles Bridges, 12.5. Patrick McCaw, 7.5. P.J. Washington, 12.5. And our boy Terry Rozier, 17.5. No Lowry. I don't like the selection at this supermarket. Very disappointed. I'm going to have to go to Costco.
Right. They've got Lowry here at 23.5.
See, at least you got it there.
Is doing tonight.
Those guys are sleeping. Are they having their afternoon tea? Like, they're missing a lot of stuff. Let's go.
No, I bet you their algorithm has told them, don't take bets on these guys. Let's just, like you said, make everything difficult. Like, you know what I mean? They know it's like, oh, they're all going to want to play McCray since Beal is out, so let's not do it. But what kind of book just doesn't, like, say, you know what, let's just jack it up a point or two and see the moron still do it.
That's what I said. If you don't like the prop book, jack it up in favor of you and see what people do. Scare them off or let them play. It's ridiculous.
All right.
But whatever.
They do have props up for Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic here tonight.
Yeah.
Let me look into the triple-double stuff.
Wetzel gave me Julius Randle last night. That didn't win.
Yeah, he took it from me. That's my fault.
Oh, okay.
What, so over 21.5?
He's giving me bad information at night. I was doing the 10 o'clock show. He's like, great start for Randle. I look at the end. I'm like, no, it's a loser. Yeah, Wetzel was
great
in
start.
Orbit.
He only had four.
I really like
dude.
I like
he
that,
was on tilt. He must have went 1-13 last night.
yeah, he did. I told him even like hockey totals and stuff. Like he's pretty good in hockey, and he got rattled. He couldn't even like do that. Like he was ready to tap out last night. I go, Scott, I've been there. Like we've been in this game for a long time. It happens. Just
I'm telling
back.
You, whenever he really loves a game, it loses.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Like whenever he's really
don't love a game.
Like, it's only his casual picks it'll win. You know what I mean? Like, he'll win a casual pick, but if he's like, oh, they're terrible, the system and all the other stuff. He had bad beats last night, though, one after another. I was actually sitting right. He was here. It was one after another. All right, so Kemba Walker's playing tonight. Kemba Walker's back. He's been sick. That's why Lou can't join us. He's got the flu, so we wish Lou the best.
Oh,
Bradley Beal is out.
We haven't talked to Lou in a while. Lou.
Yeah, because it was on Wednesdays.
Same with Lawrence. Yeah, we got to get Lou on. I miss Lou. Let's see here.
So, yeah, the big game in the NBA tonight is this Dallas and Denver game. Denver's concluding. We got a little bit of line movement. It went from 3 to 3.5. But it's funny because the money line was 150, but it only went to 152. So it only moved 2 cents there. Big game. So this game's at 7:40. I'm surprised it's actually early. That's 6:40 in Dallas, actually. It's an hour earlier there. The Nuggets are on the last game of a 5-game road trip, Cam. They've split so far. It's a big game tonight. Dallas have been playing really good basketball, and Luka Doncic is just on another level. Puts up sick numbers on a nightly basis. I'm leaning with the home team here. I'm going to play Dallas on the money line.
Yeah, I gotta look at the NBA board. I might play a couple like player props, some guys that are pretty low. I'm trying to think here. What do you think of Bryn Forbes 9.5?
I don't have a problem with that actually. He's getting a lot of he's been getting minutes.
He's just missing shots. Like
25, 20, 20.
He had one bad game, 18 points, 14 points, 8 points. Then he laid an egg against OKC, but yeah, 30 minutes, 31, 20, something I'm considering. I don't know, those player props will break your heart. You're in them. Yep.
Look at DeMar DeRozan's numbers, though. Look at his numbers in, like, the last 6-7 games. 25, 26, 30, 24, 29, 21, 26, 24. And his prop is always, like, 19, 20, 20.5. I think they might have bumped it up tonight a little bit because they're catching on. But remember we talked about it a couple of weeks ago? And we noticed, we said the Spurs have, like, totally just given up. Like, yeah, not given up. They're actually playing better now. Like, they're winning more games now. But, yeah, they realized, like, Popovich realized this isn't working. Like, and I'll give him credit for it, actually. Like, he said, I can't, they're not doing it. Like, they can't play defense. They won't play defense. They're not going to play defense. Let's just try to outshoot other teams. And they're playing like the Wizards now, but they actually have talent, Cam, right? So it's a load, man. Like, if you have, like, DeMar has a green light all the time suddenly, and Aldridge can do what he wants, and Murray and these guys, suddenly they're a tougher team if they're playing in a structure. It kills Popovich, but Popovich is old. He knows he's not winning a title anyways. So I think Pop is just like, whatever. I don't want to miss the playoffs. So they're trying to get into the playoffs by outscoring teams, and it's actually working. Like, they're much more competitive now than they were when they were trying to D up and stuff like that with teams. So we'll get to that in a second. But Luka Doncic tonight is plus 210 for a triple-double.
Why not?
Plus 210. It's not great value, but I don't really see why. It's not like Denver has anyone that's going to stop him. Like, as far as triple-doubles, he's had two straight triple-doubles. I mean, he doesn't get them every night. He's had two straight. He's had three triple-doubles in the last five games. So at plus 210, the math is pretty good there, Cam.
Yeah, no, and you I told me to look at the DeRozan. I'm not sure if it's the same at FanDuel. It's 20.5 on Mr. Green. I think I'm going to go over there. I think actually going, now that you've done this, if you really figure it out, all the Spurs props are too low. Because these are going from a total where they didn't play very good. They played a lot of defensive ball. This over streak has been going on recently, so there's a bias between these numbers, Gabe. I think they're a couple points down on all guys.
All right, we'll continue to crunch the props. Take a look at some of the hockey props, Cam. I'm in a prop type of mood
tonight.
Yeah, I love
props. Yeah.
We only got, what, three games on the ice here tonight, but we'll find something. Get on the grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy legend? Go for the green with DailyRoto.com this fantasy golf season. For a limited time, forget free access to Daily Roto's PGA DFS product, including fantasy projections powered by Data Golf, PGA betting tools, and of course, the DailyRoto.com Fantasy Golf Optimizer. Don't lay up. Go for the green with Daily Roto. Head to DailyRoto.com and enter the promo code GREEN to access your free 7-day golf memberships. That's DailyRoto.com, promo code GREEN for your free trial. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. And I have a couple golf picks as well for the Sony Open today. Gabe, back to you.
Yeah, I look forward to it. So talking about DeMar DeRozan, over 20.5 points. I think that is a good play tonight. We talked about hockey. We'll keep looking for some basketball props here. I'll keep digging through as the lineup alerts come through. But the books, they're very shrewd. Like I said, the Washington game, they only have Orlando players up. It's very, very frustrating. But I just found a hockey one, Cam. I'm surprised that his point total wasn't 1.5, like McDavid the other night. And I'm talking about Ovechkin. What do you think of this game tonight? Philadelphia Flyers and the Washington Capitals. They both played last night. Capitals won easily, 6-1 cruised. They're killing it. This team's they might win the Stanley Cup. Like they might. They're one of the teams to beat this year. That rookie goalie they have never loses. They get Philadelphia tonight, who played a high-scoring game. Philadelphia are scrappy. They've had a nice year, but they're not playing great right now, Cam. They're a little bit of a they can't score and they're giving up goals. A bad
they're tired.
They're a little worn out. You're right.
they've had a horrible beatdown from the schedule.
They were on the road.
They went on a,
yeah,
they were on the road and in very, very hard places to play the deep southern west coast trip. It's a nightmare. Now they come back to play Washington. That's like the worst matchup. When you come
first
back,
game
you
back.
Play, yeah, you want to play like a dog team. You want to play like the Red Wings or somebody like, hey, we can do this. Now they got to play
and
Washington.
Cam, and they played in Washington last night at home, which is, it's an easy trip from Washington to Philadelphia. It's worse coming from Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of advantages point to the Washington Capitals. Will they be motivated? That's the only thing I could see in this game. So why? You like Ovechkin points? What is he?
Well, I'm surprised. FanDuel has it at 0.5. Just point.
One point? Yes. He's got a point.
Minus 192, though, but still.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, but how does he not get a point? How does he not get a point?
I think there's going to be goals in the Leafs-Winnipeg game every time they get together. Listen to this one. Auston Matthews' first goal, plus 550, last six. Anytime goal, pick him. John Tavares, first goal, plus 650, last seven, even money. I don't like that price. I prefer Matthews. Lane of Winnipeg, 10-1 first goal, 11, plus 165. And Mitch Marner, plus 175. I might just, like, take all these guys. I'm expecting 6-3, 6-4 type hockey game. That's a great price. Auston Matthews will score a goal tonight. I just got to lay even juice. I'm down with that program. You could ride the Ovechkin train.
I'll take
Matthews. Yeah, they don't have the points here. I got power play points only. They don't.
Well, they got power play points up for this. They got more props than usual for this. They got saves, goals against, blocked shots.
They don't have total points, which is the one we wanted with Connor McDavid. If we had 4+, we could have made a killing. That's the problem. They don't get us what we need. We need more.
It's crazy. You're right. They have Mitch Marner and Nylander points, but they won't give me us. Oh, here it is. Auston Matthew points.
Points.
Over, under, and even one. Over is minus 180. Ugh. Yeah, I don't like that. I'm laying, at least with Ovi, I'm laying minus 190 to win, Cam. This, I'm laying minus 180 to push.
Okay.
What about John Tavares points?
I'm not down with it, with his program. I got player shots, player saves, assists, power play points. Yeah, like where's goal scorers? Where's points?
Shots.
That's what I'm looking
for. Morgan Riley shots. Shot. 2.5.
Shot.
I hate the shot prop. Such a random.
I want points, not power play points.
I like this. Will Frederik Andersen have a shutout tonight? No.
No? What's that? Minus like 12-1?
20-1.
Yeah, 20-1. He actually got pulled the last game. In his interview, he was pissed, too. He almost like, I thought he was going to hit a reporter. The guy asked him a real stupid question. Like, he was raging.
I've never
like,
seen this props before.
Yeah,
Frederik Andersen goals against tonight. Over, under 2.5. Will he give up more or over, under than 2.5? All right, what about Hellebuck saves, man? There should be a million shots in this game, right?
You think?
It's 31.5. That's freaking high. I used to play this prop.
Yeah,
like 27.5, 28.5 is where you want to top out. They're such jerks, Cam. I can't find. I'm looking. I'm trying to. It's like you and I are in the bank, like in the bank's closed, and we just keep turning. We can't get it. Like, it's like the combo in the vault.
Yeah, I know. I got player assists, power play points, player plus minus, block shots. God, man. Goal scorers, I could deal with goal scorers, but I want player total props. I can't find it. Both teams to score a goal, race to. What the hell? Nah, whatever. My head hurts. I'll just play Auston Matthews to get a point.
Score like these goal, first goal scores, they're big odds. I know. Auston Matthews is plus 850.
Well, that's great. That's to really
score
good.
The first goal.
550.
That's
here
the score of the green. First goal here.
Yep. That's
wow,
yeah,
really?
You're getting. Yeah. Give me another one. What's Tavares? He's 650.
Hold on.
He'll be 10-1.
Let's check this here. Let me see.
Something's going on.
Let me see Bet365 New Jersey, Cam, and see if they're screwing you in Toronto because so many people are playing it.
I
want to check this.
It's on my book. I told you that. I can only play
assist,
them on your account. It's crazy.
Player shots, player. I can't even find the goals.
No.
player shots, player PowerPoint, player saves. Shot. They don't have player goals here. Player shots, no, player saves, player assists, player power play points. You're right. They don't even have it.
I want player points. I don't care about power play points, block shots. I just want points for the damn game. Like Connor McDavid, 4 points. Why does everything have to be hard? I don't even want goal scorers. I know what I might
I'm getting a headache too, dude. I'm looking at all this stuff. It's like my head's about to explode. Damn props.
Player assists.
All right. What a joke. So listen, I'd like to take the Winnipeg Jets tonight, but should have just taken the Oilers the other night. Are the Leafs really going to lose like identical game, 6-4,
favorites here? I'm laying the Leafs. I'm going to take them in a parlay, and I'm going to lay the puck line. I'm going to take them in regulation, and I'm going to take the over. That game against Edmonton, they couldn't have played any worse. They pulled Anderson. They lose that game, 6-4. Tonight, the Jets are in big trouble. They're coming off a win against Montreal. The Leafs are going to be in a real bad frame of mind. I think the Leafs will beat the Jets probably. I'm thinking 5-2 or 6-3. I think it goes over, and I like the home team. And that is not a biased opinion. That's just from a guy that watched the last game. They'll bring their A game tonight. Anderson, after being pulled too, he's going to be very focused.
What do you think of the Dallas Stars and the LA Kings?
Who knows? That game's tough. I'll tell you one thing I do like, though, Gabe. I think I might go to the deli tonight. I was looking. Grand Salami,
the Grand Salami?
And a half. Yeah, because think about it. Washington and Philly, that's going to be some goals there.
It's only three
Toronto
games.
Jets goals. You know what the worst is? I'll probably be down like two goals going into the Dallas game, and then Dallas will win 1-0 in a shootout. I'll lose by one. We'll get the Scott Wetzel beat. The salami looks good at 18.5. I could go for a big piece of salami. I think we can get there.
Grand salami to the over, says Cam. All right, so
just a question. Do you have points? So when you're doing your NHL stuff at FanDuel, do you have like Austin Matthews points for the game? What is it, like one over under one?
Yeah, it's even one.
Wow, I don't even have them on Mr. Green. I would love to go.
But it's minus 180. It's minus 180.
Yeah, I'd almost
want
to go
one and a half and have plus money. Yeah.
Oh, 2 points. Exactly. I agree with you. Not laying
them. Other props they have here tonight. You mentioned for Winnipeg. Someone's got to score for Winnipeg as well. Who's red hot for Winnipeg right now?
I'd go with Kyle Connor. I think he's a guy that plays well in Toronto. Him or Lane. Little Wheeler. Those are the three guys I'd focus in on. But I like Kyle Connor. You'll get good odds on him, too.
Let's see. Lane points is 0.5 minus 164.
That's not too bad.
He should get a point.
What's Wheeler? 0.5. 180?
Wheeler. Blake Wheeler points. 0.5 minus 182.
Oh, wow. I hit it. I'm blind right now. I'm just going off the top of my head. Tells you how much we gamble. What about Connor? I think he's going to be minus 0.5, maybe minus 160 or 50.
They don't seem to have him for points.
Okay.
Oh, no. Here he is. Yeah. 0.5 minus 186.
Oh, 86. Yeah. See, they're on top of it. I like him big time tonight. To get a point.
So Luka Doncic is plus 210 for the triple double. I'm going to play that too. We got a lot of props here. We're going to have DeMar DeRozan to the over, Alexander Ovechkin to the over, Luka Doncic to get a triple double, Patrick Lane over 0.5 points. That's 4 props right now. I think we need one more. Make it an uneven 5. I want to find one more NBA prop, Cam. Stupid NBA.
Bryn Forbes.
Oh, James.
Kind of like that one. Let's find another game. Basketball. Let's see here.
The Knicks playing for them tonight.
That's the thing. That could be interesting. Know. Let's look at their angles.
Player what do you think props. From just... You got a basketball parlay, Yang?
Do you?
Yeah, what's your parlay? Okay. We'll get it on the other side. Yanks parlay when we come back.
What about Mr. YMCA Joe Ingles over 12.5?
I'm taking the Raptors to beat the Hornets. The Hornets blow. The Raptors better win this game.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Thank you, Yang. Back to live action, fellas. I'm curious to see Yang's basketball parlay. We just had our main man Mike roll in, who's upset. He put a big like five-dime parlay last night on Utah State in the late night hours, like a lot of people, for one reason or another, that jumped on Utah State, such as myself, like the moron that I am. But college basketball is kind of tricky tonight, Cam. We'll get to it in a minute if you like anything in college basketball. But we got a million props here tonight. We're taking a look at the games. We've got golf as well. What time does this tournament tee off at, Cam?
Actually, we could have done it tomorrow because it's in Hawaii, Gabe, so it's a little bit later. Kind of like that Hawaii Degenerate special at 11:59. These guys will be teeing off just before we do game time decisions tomorrow. Probably get out around, I'm thinking, 2 or 3 o'clock. So they don't actually tee it off in the morning. It's a Hawaii tournament a little bit later. But a couple guys that I like. Listen, as I said before, Gabe, to you on the morning show, if you're like you're Gabe's buddy Mike and has like $5,000 a bet, you put $5,000 on Justin Thomas at 5-1, he will probably win this tournament when push comes to shove. He owns Hawaii. He's won 3 events here in a row before. He's just a cash machine right now. And I like taking – it's funny. You take the Dustin Johnsons and Rory's when they're 5-1. They don't come through. This guy actually does. I'm not going to do it because I'm not that man with that kind of money. But I'm going to start off with Colin Morikawa at 20-1. Parents live on the golf course. I think he'll play well there. Also, he played his first tournament in Hawaii last week with a top 10. Give me him at 20-1. Sungjae Im played great at the – President's Cup, Morenci, and I think he's getting confidence. 22-1. I was hoping for like 28 for them, but the books aren't stupid. They realize this too. This kid's on the cusp of something special, so I'm going to take him at 22-1. I'm only going to do a 4-pack this week. Brent Snedeker, 45-1. This is kind of a mystery play. He plays well in Hawaii, but I don't know, injuries. He hasn't played in a while. He could be a little bit rusty, but one of my favorites at the price is Kevin Kisner at 50-1. He played pretty good last week, too, and this course is not long. Kisner can hit it very straight, and when his putter gets rolling, he can play with anybody in the world. So, Morikawa, M, Snedeker, Kisner, 4-pack. I'm missing 2 beers.
Well, you got to. You almost need 6. You need 4 is not enough for you, Cam.
No, 4 can't even get me a buzz.
I'm trying to find, some long shot guys. That can, you know, maybe finish top 20, top 30. FanDuel really reaches deep here, Cam. They go all the way in the top 40.
Do they really?
You can bet. Yeah. Finishing position, top 40 that you can get into. Except the odds aren't great, but a couple of guys, long shots here. 2 guys I was looking at I basically read the Daily Roto preview. But the fancy computer analytic preview and stuff. And basically, Colin Drew is saying the 2 guys that, you know, he always likes just to put in a couple of guys that are sort of outliners. But he said the 2 guys that he could justify, Bryce Garnett and Bud Cauley. Those are the 2, like long shot guys that he's playing for DFS that he's mixing in, but he likes them. Top 40 for Bud Cauley is plus 160. Top 40 for Bryce Garnett is plus 165.
And I'll give you one more. Sung Kang, 160-1. You'll get even better odds for him. I almost took him in the 6-pack. I might put $2 or $3 on him at 160-1. Sung Kang is a great top 40 pick. I like him in the top 20. I agree with Bud Cauley. And 2 other guys to watch out for, Gabe, that have played well here before. They're in the 90 range. Lanto Griffin finished a Wendell. Again, we talked about Lanto Griffin. I think he had another top 10 or just outside it. Played good. He's always getting close. And Rory Sabatini plays very, very well at this course. Zach Johnson. Those are, if you guys are looking for some long shot DFS guys, Sabatini, Zach Johnson, Lanto Griffin. Those are my pooches, and I agree with Bud Cauley.
All right, so we got NBA basketball tonight. Man, the other night I got burnt with the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards. The game didn't go anywhere near the over. Boston Celtics managed to score like 90 points or whatever the hell it was. Very frustrating. Horrible. 94 points they scored. They lost 99-94. Before that, though, they were actually putting points up on the board. They'd scored 109 or more in three straight games. They put up 118 against Toronto on Christmas, 129 against Cleveland. Then they got shut down by Toronto in a rematch. It's funny, isn't that amazing, Cam? It was like 13, 14 games in a row that Boston and Toronto didn't beat each other in each other's building. And Boston kicked the crap out of the Raptors on Christmas Day. The Raptors beat them like three nights later in Boston. They never win in Boston. Just funny. Yeah, they're like, all right, we're going to get you back for that now. Now we're going to win here. But they're playing the Wizards tonight. You know, they were playing the Wizards, and they didn't get there. They're playing San Antonio, who San Antonio are just this over machine suddenly right now.
I love that over. You know, since, I love it.
Yeah, in the last nine games, San Antonio are 7-2 to the over. You look at their scores, 126-104, 127-118, 109-103, 117-113, 136-109. There's definitely a pattern here of these guys playing track meets. And it's a doable number here. It's a manageable enough number tonight. Let's get the updated number here at FanDuel.
220
and a half. It is. 221 here.
Okay.
Spurs and Celtics, 221. So I'm going to play the over. I'll play the over. I'm going to stay away from the Spurs plus 7. I'm going to pass on that. I'll play the DeMar DeRozan over 20 and a half. I'll go over 221 points in that game. I'll play the Toronto Raptors minus the 148 tonight after that tough loss last night. And then it leads us into the Washington Wizards and the Orlando Magic. Their total is 219. And, man, do we go back to it? I almost think I have to. I play the Wizards over all the time, Cam. I don't have a choice to play the Wizards over here.
Yeah, it's your choice. Now you could actually get it at a respectable number instead of... The bottom line with this is when the numbers creep up too high, they just don't seem to get there anymore. The books, as you talked about, made brilliant adjustments when everybody and their mother was hammering these things and winning. They don't give away money. They figure out ways to jack lines, and if people still want to take the over, you're going to lose by 1 or 2 points. Seems like a very different total. 218.5 seems respectable. I think I'm going to play the New Orleans Pelicans, Gabe. They got jobbed against Utah in that game. Now Chicago's coming in there. If you want money line, you could parlay it. It's only $1.65 or lay 3.5. But I think the Pelicans will beat the Bulls tonight. They're a better team. They're at home. They should get it done.
All right, Yang, what's your what's the Yang NBA parlay of the night, buddy?
All right, so my parlay, the way it's looking right now, I got the Indiana Pacers minus one over the Heat. I got the Toronto Raptors minus two against the Hornets. Got the Rockets. I think I took the bet, but I'm a little leery. The Rockets minus 7.5 against the Hawks. And then I'm adding the Dallas Mavericks minus 2. I got it at minus 2.5. I think the spread down is minus 3.5. And that's my four-game parlay plus 1176, buddy.
Plus 1176 for the Yang parlay of the night.
Yes, indeed.
Here tonight. All right. Good luck, Yang. Good luck. That Miami-Indiana game's a that's a dangerous game right there, Yang. That's the
Miami.
Dangerous one.
But Yang, it's his parlay. I'd say, yeah, it's a very dangerous game. I think that's the most dangerous game on the board. Miami could beat those guys. Indiana could win. To me, that game's a straight-up pick'em.
Yeah, now I'm rolling with that one. Big Cat actually texts me, and he's like, hey, these are my – play these two picks. So I took the Pacers, that's what he said, and the Mavericks, and I sprinkled in the Rockets and the Raptors.
Okay. Pacers are 15-4 at home. They're a very good home team. I'd like them better if they got Malcolm Brogdon back tonight. He was expected maybe to come back tonight. Didn't happen. He's not playing. So Malcolm Brogdon is out, just in case you're tuning in right now to this. All right, other games in the NBA here tonight, and my card is starting to fill up a little bit right now. And I swear I sent Brian to the window like literally like 15, 20 minutes ago.
He's struggling?
With one pick. Here he's coming back now. He's coming back now. Yeah, save the picture. Yeah, we'll get to it later. Well, we got it at least now when we need it. So Toronto, I think Toronto's going to get it done. Washington, Orlando, I just can't not take the Washington overs. I'm going to go back just because we didn't win once. I'm not going to back away. Dallas Mavericks, I think, will beat the Nuggets. That's going to be a fun basketball game. I'm going to take the Mavericks minus 152 on the money line. And then I've got I'm going to do the Luka Doncic to get a triple-double as well at plus 210. So that's where I'm going there. Houston and Atlanta, no Westbrook tonight. I guess Harden could go off. His props are always too high. I want to stay away from this game. These are two teams that always screw me, so I'm just going to pass. But you know, let's call this the Battle of Strip Clubs between Atlanta and Houston. It's the strip club special, the NBA strip club special. The Bulls and the Pelicans. Can't mention the Pelicans, minus 3.5. I'm going to pass. The New York Knicks. Let me just update the Knicks situation here because the Knicks are pretty beat up, man. They played last night as well. Yeah, I don't know what the hell Brian's doing. Like, I literally, like, how long does it take to go get DeMar DeRozan in? So the Knicks lineup tonight, and I'm going to fire you off an email. And, yeah, Cameron, I never got a playbook either this week.
Oh, really?
Disappointing. No, it was tough. No playbook.
Wasn't sure if you got my text. I was going to email you, but then I just thought about it. There's only a few games. We'll just go through it. I just like to read it, like, when I'm in the can. Instead of reading, it's beautiful. It's just great reading material. I really enjoy it. If you get one, send me one my way if you can.
Maybe it's not out. Get it. I don't know, because when I asked him about the college stuff, he sort of punted on it. So
yeah, good point. Yeah, he did hesitate. Usually doesn't. Good point.
So yeah, Julius Randle is out tonight, and I don't know. I saw earlier in the day that it was after the game last night. He was told something, and he acted very upset. It's like personal, family, I don't know. Something happened. So much so that he left very disturbed and upset. But he didn't, like, storm out as I hate the New York Knicks type stuff. Like, that something happened. And, I don't know, personal matter. He's not with the team even. So, I don't know. I wish him the best. Morris is going to be out. Like, they don't have anybody. I think Robinson's now probable for tonight. They're getting 14 points. Not a spot I want to deal with. Milwaukee and Golden State in the late night hours tonight, Cam. Yeah. You want to lay 13.5 here on the road?
I would. I would like to know. I don't have a database in front of me. This is probably the biggest road favorite against Golden State in I can't tell how many years. Laying 14 points against that club tells you how the mighty have fallen. But, I would lean Milwaukee. Kerr got a 25K fine. This team's tapping out. They can't even cover against Sacramento, Gabe. What do you think's going to happen when Milwaukee rolls in there? Sacramento beat them by, like, 13-14, right? They're horrible.
I don't know. They get up for some of these big games and stuff. And they actually cover, but,
yep.
Yeah. And trust. Milwaukee, I could see Milwaukee really killing them.
Yep.
Like I wouldn't be surprised if Milwaukee, you know, absolutely drilled them. The Greek Freak is listed as probable right now for this game, though. Especially considering they haven't played Cam since the Spurs actually throttled them. You know, I doubt they're gonna lose two games in a row. So now you get into, I guess you can money line parlay and stuff like that. If you notice, I've been staying away from that for the most part. But let me get into some of my picks since I have so many of them suddenly. The Toronto Raptors to win the game, minus 148. Tough spot. They played last night, but the Hornets, like, they're terrible at home, the Hornets. Spurs Celtics, over 221. DeMar DeRozan, over 20.5. Mavericks, money line, minus 152. Luka Doncic to get a triple-double, plus 210. Wizards Magic, over 219. We got free hockey picks for you on the other side as well. We got a couple of minutes. We'll get Cam's picks of the night. Game Time Decisions continues.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, we're into the home stretch here. We'll be back in 1 hour's time tonight. I believe it's Joe Ranieri and Jared Smith that'll join me this evening. We didn't get into much college basketball talk on this program today. You can only cover so many things at once. But we will tonight on In Game Live. We've got a million college basketball games. Not, you know, a couple of interesting ones. You have Texas and Oklahoma going on. The bigger mystery is I sent Brian to the window literally like 20 minutes ago. I told him, you got to beat the 7 o'clock rush. There was no one here. I saw him walking around very strangely to my left before and then walking to the other side, and he hasn't been back. Like, it's literally been 20 minutes, Ken. Like, literally and figuratively.
Experienced veteran in there. Buddy, you know, like, I like to do the show, but if I was your runner, I know I can make horse bets, sports bets, whatever. I've been rocking those kiosks for decades, buddy. Fast.
Well, he did a good job. He did a good job salvaging the camera and stuff. Like, I thought we were screwed, to be honest. So, like, he did a nice job there.
That's impressive. That's good.
But this I'm not so sure of. I don't understand, like, how this is taking so long. And the game is actually now. So, anyways, let's get to our picks. I'll blast mine off really fast here as I just did them. Toronto Raptors to win a game. Spurs and Celtics to go over 221. DeRozan over 20.5 points. The Mavericks to win the game. Luka Doncic to get a triple-double plus 210. Wizards Magic over 219. NHL hockey. Washington Capitals to win the game. Ovechkin to get 1 point over 0.5 points. And Patrick Laine to get over 0.5 points as well. Cam, what do you got?
Yeah, we're going to rock the same thing in hockey tonight. I'm going to take Toronto minus a half in regulation. I'm also going to take the minus one and lay the juice. So I do have three bets with the Maple Leafs to beat Winnipeg tonight. I like over 6.5, Gabe. And I'm starting to think the Flyers are my dog tonight. Give me Philadelphia. So that line smells weird. Plus 120. Golf matchup bets. Morikawa over Kucher minus 120. Simpson over Reed. Pick 'em. And Morikawa over Hideki Matsuyama. And two bets. Thomas over Reed minus 175 and minus 1.5. May the winners be ours, buddy.
All right, thanks, Cam. Check your inbox. May the winners be yours tonight as well.
Yep.
We'll see you guys at 8 o'clock.